Oh. What's up, y'all? It's the Bank Trapper here, and I'm here to get your bank vault booming.
This is Fatima the Banker.
And so, welcome to Married Life and Bank Trapping. And so, you might be able to hear our sons watching Kung Fu Panda here in the background right now, but we've been going on in the journey, and it's been a little bit since we dropped a new episode for y'all, but what we wanted to do is kind of catch you up to speed on some of what we've been doing. And we created a private bank utilizing our LLC. And so there's a lot of tax benefits that you receive from having that underneath your LLC, as well as my wife. She actually had something really good happen with her and getting picked up by who, baby?
By ABS. That's Assets Before Splurging. They're based out of here in Dallas, Texas.
And so we ended up being able to work even more closely with our mentors, and they seen something in us to help us to continue to grow our business out. And so as we've been increasing our cash flow, we want to kind of walk you through some of the process that we go through as a couple to create our plans. And so right now what we're doing is we reached our milestone for the amount that we were going to have in our personal joint investment account. And so now our next investment account is going to be strictly through the business. From here on out, we're transitioning into having the situation where everything is in the name of our entities, and we own nothing, but we control everything. Because, you know, one of the most important things is ETC, which is entity, timing, and control. You know what I'm saying? And on a later podcast, we'll get into the details of that. But we're just going to let you kind of listen in on how we're talking and building out some of these goals. So we reached goal with the TD account. And so now, next goal is obviously that 6 months worth of savings. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why we're doing this, and that really that's not even the word we use, it's actually our freedom reserve. And what this is that once we have this, we're going to fully fire our jobs, because right now we're utilizing the steal away method where my wife, she actually already got the chance to fire her job. She makes enough on her end to be able to fund the business, or to live just off of what she does for our business. And now I'm waiting for my part to catch up, and my sister's waiting for her part to catch up to what the wife is already doing. And so once we have this saved up as well, this gives us breathing room if there's any dry spells, anything happens, so that way we can continue to grow and develop as a business. So 6 months worth of freedom reserve, and then what else were we having to do?
Oh, we were talking about the $1,500 for the cook and things like that.
So $3,000 and excess capital. So one of the things that we are going to be investing in is somebody to do our meal prep for us, and somebody to come and maintain our home's cleanliness twice a week. And the reason why we are doing this is because what's the point of having money if you're not using it to make your life better? And having a Porsche doesn't necessarily make your life better. What is the most important to me first is services that'll actually ease your life. And so if we didn't have to cook anymore, and if we didn't have to worry about consistently cleaning up, folding clothes and stuff, and all we had to do is just put our stuff back where we got it and maintain our level of orderliness to that degree on our own, you're talking about a large amount of free time that's given to us that we can use and pour into each other, our kids. Like, what's something that you would like to do with that free time?
Well, with that free time, part of it would be to be able to take care of myself even more, just because for so long I haven't really focused on maintaining my mental and physical self, in a way of like just self-care, taking some breathing time, taking some time to not have to cook every single day and clean every single day, because then now I can, you know, tend to those needs that I have, as well as being able to spend more time with the children and being able to do other business ventures that I have planned that's in my goals.
And for me, I really want to get back into martial arts. And right now, with the way our schedules are and things like that and having to keep up, I really can't justify taking that time out. So right now, I just lift weights and do cardio. But I really want to get back into martial arts, as well as I want to be able to do events more often with my kids, because right now, my day's full. Like, I wake up in the morning and I trade. I'm involved in the markets and stuff in the morning. Then I'm studying. And then after that, I work second shift. So I'm gone the rest of the time. And then I get ready to go to bed. And so if I had the ability to not have to be building somebody else's legacy on this punk-ass plantation job, as well as not having to worry about those other services. You know, we were talking about freeing up an extra 10 hours out of my day easy. Mm-hmm. And if I can get as much done, and we can get as much done as we've been getting done, being with our schedules like this, can't imagine what we would be able to do with that excess free time, as well as just the fact, like, when you think about, like, unless you enjoy really, like, just cooking all the time or whatever, you're one of them people, because I'm not, like, a super neat freak kind of person, like, I'd be like, ooh, I gotta do this, you know what I'm saying, versus being able to pass that off to somebody else who enjoys doing that kind of thing, and then I can compensate them for their time. Because now I'm being able to leverage their time to give me the freedom to do the things that are important for myself and my legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So, boom, that. And then, are we going to wait till after we get 100 shares of all those companies to start putting money into the Freedom Reserve? Or are we going to start... we're going to base that off of how our income increases and do it that way and then split up the buckets?
Yeah, I think still doing the buckets, but also, like, going based off of... because no matter what, we'll still be putting money towards the companies into the stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But also realizing, too, what we talked about is about the gold and the silver.
Mm-hmm.
So the 6 months worth of the Freedom Reserve, like, we have one bank now, still putting what we set aside for the buckets and allocate to that, but also making sure we're allocating to gold and silver.
And then what I'm going to do too, I'm going to write this down, is that aside from the companies that pay us dividends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just buy LEAPS on the other companies that we're planning on holding long term. And the reason why I want to do that is that we get 100 shares at a much more cost effective rate. But still a dollar cost average on the companies that are paying dividends, because if we have an options LEAP on those, we don't get the opportunity to receive dividends though from owning an option on them. I'm gonna write down the average cost for the LEAPs that are needed for that, and then when we receive the money, just buy a LEAPs on those and start knocking the 100, because each options contract is the equivalent of 100 shares. So once we have a LEAP on them, call that it, except for the ones that don't have LEAPs, because some of those we already have 100 shares of, over 100 shares of Savara, but certain companies don't allow for LEAPs.
So how many more companies do we need that doesn't have 100 shares?
It's 13 more. 15. Companies.
So you're going to get an average number on how much we would need to get 100 shares of.
Well, each company is going to be different because they have a different cost on them. But so seven of the companies, because Western, we already have 100 shares of that, but Western Mortgage Company actually just started paying out dividends now. Yeah, and we got them for a really good cost. They've been doing numbers, and the fact that they're paying dividends now and stuff, showing some growth and things, and they're trying to attract more people, so I'm excited about that. But seven other companies pay dividends, so out of that 13, that means six more of them don't, so figuring out the price of the options for those six companies. And then we can knock one out at a time or whatever, probably snowball it.
Snowball it, from smallest to largest. So, how we do our buckets? It's gonna be the Freedom Fund, stocks and options for the 100 shares, and then gold and silver. And then we're gonna have a bucket. Are we gonna still have a bucket for? Well, right now we don't really need. Reinvest much into the business, but I guess if
Nothing until our sales increase enough to justify it, and until we start utilizing a lot of the other things that we already have available, because we really haven't really dug into our tool bag like out of all the tools that we possess. Honestly, I really think that we haven't even gotten 15% into the tool bag that we got, like no exaggeration, without having to buy anything else or anything. I don't even think we've touched 15% of all the tools that we have.
So then it'd be those three buckets.
And obviously those things will kind of move around as our revenue continues to increase. See how this crypto miner does. If it does pretty well, we might buy more miners maybe. But I think on that, that's probably like one of the next main major ones there.
Crypto miner?
Well, not the miner, but this capital for the meal prep and the maid. Because everything else is kind of going to just roll out. So I think if we put those two goals there for now, and then just put our timelines on what we're going to do and our other goals that we've already have written out, I think that that's pretty good on our time wise there. And then, so we could just focus on those. We don't need to put too much. But yeah, thank y'all, y'all. We just wanted to give y'all an opportunity while we was actually like in the midst of doing something, just so y'all could actually see a little bit of the ways we do stuff. That's kind of something light for now. But, you know, give us some comments and some feedback on how you feel about the podcast, how you feel about this episode, because we're always looking to grow, you know what I'm saying? Love it, hate it, whatever it is, you know, let us know. Thanks for tapping in, though, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get your bank vault booming. Keep tapping in.
Yeah, and if you would like to leave your feedback, go to our website, sovereign-galaxy.com, and go to our contact us and fill out a form and give us your input.
Also, too, you can go to my IG at @bank_trapper and on Twitter, @banktrapper.
And you can reach out to me on Fatima the Banker on IG. And on Twitter is actually the same, Fatima the Banker.
All right, peace, y'all.